Last week, I talked about Revelation 4 and 5, the throne room of God, with the Lamb and the 24 elders and the four beasts and the myriads of angels and the sea and the rainbow and lightning and thunder. And the interesting thing about the throne is that it's hard to picture, but we understand it. We, in some measure, we understand that worship is important. We even understand the beasts represent the creation and its worship of God. The elders represent God's people throughout time who he has never forgotten in their leadership and their worship of him. And even angels we have some sense of. And yet we get to chapter 6 with the breaking of the six of the seven seals. And chapter 6 troubles us because we do understand it. We don't understand the image of Revelation 4 and 5, but it doesn't frighten us because it's about worship. Or perhaps it does, but a little. Chapter 6, on the other hand, is frightening because we do understand it. We understand famine. We understand war. We understand pestilence. We understand earthquakes and natural disasters. And yet, if we were to read Revelation 4 and 5 and 6 with clear eyes and full hearts. Yes, that's a Friday Night Light reference. And someone said, what's it about? We would say, well, worship is obviously important. The throne is obviously important. Prayer is obviously important. And confessing our sins with them, praising God with them, receiving sacraments at different times. These are beautiful parts. In fact, the most profound activity available to a human is worship. And in addition to Sunday worship, in many ways, all that we do is worship. Every action, every word, every move of finance in our life is a proclamation of who is Lord of our life. And there are worship activities available to us, not only on Sunday morning, that are incredible ways of blessing our hearts. Do you like to pray? Do you like to use a prayer journal? Do you like to go into your prayer closet? And by the way, you can't do all of these. You have limits of time. You need to eat and sleep and be with family. Do you like to get together with a friend? That is spiritual activity, especially if they're a Christian. But even if they're not a Christian, you can get together with a friend who is a good friend to you. And you can, as you're walking in, thank God silently that he modeled and created community and encouraged us to enjoy it. Do you like listening to worship music? Perhaps you have a story similar to mine, maybe different, where you listened to, quote, regular music, and then you became very passionate about Jesus and stopped listening to anything that wasn't Christian. And then you got pretty burnt out on that, and so you went back the other way. And I have to remind myself that I actually love worship music. And that might sound weird from a pastor, and okay. But when I remind myself that I love a lot of the songs we sing on Sunday morning, I put that Spotify list on my car, in my car. Do you do centering prayer? And by centering prayer, I don't mean something Eastern, but I do mean sitting with no screen or book or journal, perhaps outside, and calming yourself, reflecting the tone of the Psalms when they speak to their soul about the goodness and the promises of God. I practiced centering prayer a couple of days ago, and it was not as challenging as I thought it would be. And part of the reason is I thought it would be immensely challenging. And I did get distracted, but I know that God doesn't get mad at me for getting distracted. And so I recentered on his promises and his goodness and utilized the Lord's Prayer also. Do you have a good book of prayers? Books on prayer, somewhat helpful. Books of prayers can be immensely helpful when we don't have our own words. Do you keep a prayer journal? Do you have a gratitude journal? Do you pray with friends? Do you like to go on a walk and experience the beauty of nature? Again, corporate worship is essential to our lives and to our flourishing. Again, all that we do is worship in the sense that it proclaims who is Lord, and yet worship activities are a tremendous way of speaking to our soul about the promises of God. There are so many things in Revelation that are challenging and exciting. Armageddon and the Antichrists and the beasts and the harlot and the new heavens and the new earth. And yet the throne is in 17 chapters of the 22 of the book. And so my encouragement is that you worship corporately on Sunday. My encouragement is that you consider that all of life is worship, but also that you schedule into your week times where you remind your soul of the promises of God and of his gospel. That's it for 5 more minutes. I hope that you're encouraged through the odd but lovely book of Revelation. Next Sunday, we will look at the seals. which I first heard about in a movie with Demi Moore in the 80s. And the week after that, we will look at the 144,000, which is a number that has troubled readers of the scriptures for years. Stay tuned as we continue to unpack Revelation and flourish in light of its not new teachings about God and the gospel and our lives as we await Jesus' return and his kingdom fully realized and fully inaugurated on earth.